Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, my goodness. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. Wow, I can't believe we're here already. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, it's real simple. Rocket can help you do that. I hope you're having a good Wednesday. I hope you're having a good hump day. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. You should know this already, okay? You can find me online, all social media, at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter. That's Facebook. That's Instagram. Wherever you're at. And yeah, maybe you're one of those people who, you know, just is on Instagram, just expressing your opinions, just writing stuff, hoping someone will respond or answer. I am there too. Okay, a big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs. We got plenty to talk about tonight. Obviously, the World Series is going on right now. Tampa Bay is now leading 5-0 with the Los Angeles Dodgers in the bottom of the fifth. Blake Snell, he's earning his money tonight in the World Series as Tampa Bay tries to even things out at 1-1. Obviously, we have some news in the world of football, plenty that has come down the pipe today. Well, I might as well tell you, speaking of baseball, Bobby Valentine is going to join us. Former manager, it's about 20 years since the New York Mets took on the Yankees in the Subway Series. Bobby is working on a pretty cool initiative for a scholarship involving Jackie Robinson. Bobby is also at the World Series. So we'll have a conversation with Bobby Valentine, former Dodger. Former manager. We'll talk to Bobby later on in the show. I told you about the NFL news. Just quite a few things have come down the pipe today. You know, Odell Beckham Jr., he's been banned by LSU for 2 years over payments when they won the national title. If you recall, Odell was on the field kind of handing out free money to some of the players out there. Well, now the chickens have come home to roost. Speaking of Odell Beckham Jr., we're going to spend some time talking about his quarterback and then other quarterbacks in the NFL who are probably on the hot seat right now. You can't go a game without somebody looking at Baker Mayfield, and we will discuss some of those other names. You know, quarterback is a tricky position. You're the most important player on the field. You're the most important player on the team. You make the decisions with the football. You either help them win or you help them lose. It goes one way or the other. So we'll talk about quarterbacks who are on the hot seat. We'll obviously discuss a quarterback who just got his ass sat down. That's Ryan Fitzpatrick. We spoke about it last night. Tua Tagovailoa is now going to be the starter for the Miami Dolphins. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, he spoke to the media, and he had a response. He said he was sad. We'll talk about sad Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's also Wednesday night, which means it's time for another top six list. Look, the NFL trade deadline takes place on November 3rd, and I want to kind of get your brain working a little bit. I want to get you thinking. Tonight's top six list is going to be about players that could use a change in scenery. Who are some candidates to go out and get traded? Who's a good idea to get gone? You know, I mean, the New York Jets, they've been a house on fire, and now they're basically having a fire sale, getting rid of a lot of their players. So we will take some time, and I'm going to give you the top six NFL players that could use a change of scenery. In the NBA, Stan Van Gundy is now going to be coaching Zion Williamson. Let's see how many games he can actually coach Zion for. And to open up the show tonight, I got to talk about news that came by later on this afternoon. And that's the fact that we are learning here that the Seattle Seahawks, and we spoke about this, just a few months ago, a couple of times, the Seattle Seahawks have interest in Antonio Brown. Yes, the Antonio Brown, 7-time Pro Bowler, all pro, currently serving an 8-game suspension. He could honestly face more games if the NFL feels that he deserves it. Issues of sexual misconduct. He was charged with battery. I mean, there's a list here. I mean, he threatened to retire before the NFL implemented his suspension. He's eligible to play following week 8. And, he's on the radar. Now, Pete Carroll has said, we kind of look at everybody. And he also said, even though the team signed Josh Gordon, who's currently waiting to be reinstated into the league, he applied for reinstatement back in June. The Seahawks signed him on September 3rd. Nobody knows what's going on with that. They're still waiting to see if he can get back in the league. I mean, he played last year. He spent some time with the Seahawks and then also the Patriots. And then he was suspended again in December. Now, between Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown, I mean, the way Russell Wilson has been throwing the football, you would have to think this is just a case of the rich getting richer. You'd have to think about Russell Wilson. He's finally getting an opportunity to cook. What would he do with not just Metcalf and Lockett and running the ball with Carson, which I know he's happy he's not just handing the ball off to Chris Carson every single drive, every single play. What would Metcalf, Lockett, Olsen, Carson, Antonio Brown, and Josh Gordon, what the hell would that offense look like? The Seattle Seahawks right now, this exact moment, the Seahawks have a record of 5-0. They are undefeated. Their offense, they're putting up the most points per game in the NFL right now. They are scoring about 33 per. Now the defense, they're giving up a lot of points there. Giving up almost just as many points as they're able to score. 27 points per game. That ain't too good. I don't know if that's necessarily going to win you a Super Bowl, but there's no doubt here that the Seahawks, just like every single year except for one of Russell Wilson's tenure, the Seahawks are going to go to the playoffs. You know, let's see what happens when they got to battle against some of the other NFC talent. And then you think about their schedule the rest of this year. They are definitely going to the playoffs barring injury. I mean, they have so many games against NFC East opponents. The Seahawks have to take on the Washington football team. Oh, my goodness, how dangerous. The Seahawks have to take on the New York Giants. Oh, yeah, they're shaking in their boots. I mean, the New York Jets are even on the Seahawks' schedule. So, I mean, there's some automatic victories there for the Seahawks. And Russell Wilson, I mean, he may be able to take a few fourth quarters off if they're able to go out there and score those points. But Antonio Brown, we know this has been a topic of conversation for the Seahawks, like I said, for months. I mean, we can go back to the summertime when Pete Carroll basically said the same thing. Pete Carroll is like, yeah, you know, we kind of look at everybody. And then they signed Josh Gordon. And then as Schefter reported today, they're currently looking at adding Antonio Brown in a few weeks. And Russell Wilson, the man who actually operates on the field, the man who runs the ship. Russell Wilson, he was on the NFL on CBS this past summer, and he already spoke about the possibility of bringing in both Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon. Listen.
Josh came in with us last year, and you know, he just did it. He was just such an amazing, you know, just energy in terms of just how he loved the game. You know, I pray for him all the time, man. That's my guy. And just, you know, hopefully he can play in the league again. Cause I know he's a special person. He's gone through a lot, you know, and I know he lost his brother last year, pretty heavy year. I think at the same time, you know, some of the plays that he can make, man, he was one of the best receivers in the game, you know, and he was really catching fire with us early on when we were able to get him the ball. And then Antonio, I was able to work with him this offseason. He's one of the best receivers of all time, you know. So, you know, anytime you can get a guy like that, you know, you're always into that idea for sure. You know, we want playmakers for sure. And the more playmakers you get, the harder it is. Our division is a tough division.
Yeah. Yeah, the division's a tough division. You think about the Niners might be 3-3. I don't necessarily think they're going to be a cakewalk for anybody. You think about the Cardinals, who they have to play up next, 4-2. You think about the Rams. The Rams have surprised folks, even though they're coming off of a loss. No, there's not a damn thing easy about the Seahawks division. Nothing. It's not easy. And can you realistically imagine adding another offensive piece, adding an Antonio Brown to the Seattle Seahawks? I think for someone who would be on his, I don't want to say it's his last chance, one of his final chances. I mean, we saw what happened last year. This guy ends up on the Raiders, disaster, doesn't even play, doesn't even get through the offseason into the regular season. Ends up on the New England Patriots, can't stay out of trouble because he wants to contact and text his accuser. And so he gets cut, he gets dropped. I mean, the chances are not going to be there forever for Antonio Brown. You got to assume, I mean, he's been laying low for a reason. He's not trying to jeopardize anything else. He wants his opportunity to go out and play. It's really that simple. He wants his opportunity to go out and earn a living. He wants that money. It's not like Antonio Brown is, it's not like he's a relic. It's not like Antonio Brown is cooked. It's not like his NFL career is done. He just turned 32 years old. You got to consider he obviously needs to get back in football shape. Somebody needs to hit his ass. But on the reverse, you got to say, okay, at least he's more than likely fresh. He needs to get in football condition. But he was someone, when you talk about physical condition, he's someone who's, for the most part, always been ready to go. He is an athletic specimen. And I think if you look at the teams that are out there, and we've had this conversation here, yeah, we've spoken about whether it makes sense for him to go to the Ravens. I know Lamar Jackson is currently trying to figure out his throwing motion. He's currently trying to see if he's dropping his elbow, if he's sidearming as opposed to actually throwing the football. The Ravens are breaking down his mechanics. We've talked about that. Oh, it'd be great for him to connect with Lamar. He'd give Lamar another element. He'd give the team another dimension. He'd be able to play with his cousin. But I believe the Seahawks, just with their winning tradition, just with Russell Wilson, just with Pete Carroll, being up in the Pacific Northwest, I think Seattle would be a pretty damn good spot for Antonio Brown. I think he's not necessarily going to have the same distractions. You know, sometimes it's actually good to get away from family. It's pretty good to step into a situation that you're not familiar with. You know, who says that he needs to go to the Ravens and, you know, be with his folks, be with his family, be with his buddies and folks that he's known from Florida? Why does he need to do that? If he goes out to Seattle, for the most part, it's going to be about winning. They don't have nothing to lose. They can cut him just like everything else. And I know there are people out there who say, oh, Antonio Brown is a cancer. I know. There's some people in Pittsburgh who say, oh, well, Antonio Brown will destroy any team that he goes to. I know. But this is not 2-3 years ago. This is not last year. This is not Pittsburgh. This man is on his last football legs. if you want to talk about just an environment where there would be nothing but winning, and this guy is just going to play football and hopefully stay off of his phone, which he's done pretty damn well for the past several months, I'm confident that Seattle would be a good spot for Antonio Brown. And for as much in the offseason I spoke about what the Dallas Cowboys could do with their offense, with Dak Prescott and Gallup and Cooper, Elliott, Lamb, as much as I spoke about that, Seattle's already leading the league in points per game. Seattle, man, that would be an embarrassment of riches. If you can now add Antonio Brown, maybe Josh Gordon, to Lockett, Metcalf, and Greg Olsen, that offense is already ridiculous. And you want to think about already leading the NFL in points per game? They probably boost it. So if there's one organization right now that I feel would serve Antonio Brown the best, it would be the Seahawks, because I think it would strictly be about football. It wouldn't be about family. It wouldn't be about friends. It wouldn't be about connecting with your buddies. It would just be about football in the Pacific Northwest. And I think being around Russell Wilson, I think being around Pete Carroll, and being further from home, I think that would be a good look if Antonio Brown were to get picked up by Seattle. It's not solid. It's not set in stone. He still may end up on the Ravens. He might end up on another team that I didn't even mention right now. But Seattle, I think it'd be a good fit for him to get things right back on track. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Would Antonio Brown fit in well in Seattle? Would he fit in well with a Russell Wilson? Would he fit in well under Pete Carroll? Would he fit in going up to the Pacific Northwest and going further away from Florida and further away from the East Coast? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts if Antonio Brown ended up in Seattle? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, you heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. If you want to know what's really scary, it's seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night, so switch to Geico and save. It's been reported that the Seattle Seahawks, amongst other teams, are very interested in checking out Antonio Brown when he concludes his 8-game suspension. Antonio Brown, we know he's didn't necessarily have the best ending in Pittsburgh, didn't have the best ending in Oakland before they went to Vegas, didn't have the best ending with the New England Patriots, and it's just been marred by legal issues away from the field as well. But would Seattle work? Would a 5-0 team away from his friends and family in Florida work? Would a Seattle Seahawks team with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll work? I don't think you have anything to lose. And this is someone at 32 years old, one of the best wide receivers of the past 10 years. You know, he's trying to earn his bread. This is a young man. He is 32 years old. He's kept his nose clean the past several months. He wants to play football. He's going to keep quiet. I think he recognizes that. The phone lines are open, as I said, 855-212-4CBS. Can Seattle get the best out of Antonio Brown? Would he stay on his best behavior if he was in that atmosphere, in that environment? Let's go ahead and talk to Nick. He's calling up from Vancouver, Washington. Nick, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
How's it going?
I'm terrific, Nick. What do you think about the possibility of Seattle adding Antonio Brown?
I'll tell you, I'm a huge Seahawks fan, and I think it's one of those, like you said, I think it's you have nothing to lose. And like your point, I loved your point about a change of scenery for this guy, because we're about as far away as you can get in the NFL scene. And I really think it's just a, you know, it's a great opportunity for him, great for us. And I mean, we're kind of living off our offense right now. So if you can add any sort of weapon to that, make us a little more dangerous, I see it as a good fit. So,
yeah, no, I think if you were to put Antonio Brown, and thank you, Nick, for calling up from Vancouver, I'm not going to confuse Chris Carson with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the rookie, or at the same time, a Le'Veon Bell, who we have to see what he looks like when he's unleashed by the Chiefs. The expectations are minimal for him as well. I would venture to say between those two teams, those are your best offenses right there, unless you want to go to Tampa Bay and say, oh, look at all the weapons that Tom Brady has to play with. And, yeah, I mean, you can make the point of, well, what is Antonio Brown going to do or say when he doesn't get the football? Look, I think for 8 games in the playoffs, I think the guy's going to shut up. You know, I'm not necessarily feeling that you got to give Antonio Brown, you're bringing him in and saying, here's a long-term deal. This is 8 games. He's going to shut up and probably be on his best behavior. I would venture to say he will be. And then see if he can help you win a Super Bowl. And after that, if he can, you say, hey, we gave it a shot. I'm not saying bring in Antonio Brown and give him a 4-year deal. Mike is calling up from California. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Terrific. What do you think about Antonio Brown potentially going to the Seahawks?
Well, first, I'm a diehard Niner fan, so if he is able to control himself, that scares the heck out of me. The guy is nothing but a threat. But on the other side, would I want him on the Niners? He could break up a locker room faster than anything else, you know? And unfortunately, you are dealing with mental illness there, and that's not just as easy as control, you know, for that time being, sadly.
Yeah, well, I think you should be happy, Mike. Do you believe the Niners would take him on?
I wouldn't want him on the Niners, because I think one of the things that makes the Niners so good, or when they're not injured, was they all get along. They all demonstrate the same work ethic and that camaraderie that goes together. I don't think he could bring that to the team.
Yeah, I was asking you. I was surprised that you brought up the Niners, but I'm pretty sure as a fan of the Niners, you'd be happy if he went to Seattle and blew a gasket, no?
Yes, but if he is able to control himself, yeah, he is nothing but talent.
Yeah, we know that. And I think for half a game, I think it would be worth a look taking. Thank you, Mike, for calling from California. Appreciate you.
Hey, not a problem. Have a good night.
You as well. Yeah, I mean, for 8 games, nobody's asking the world of Antonio Brown. Nobody's saying, oh, my God, we're going to give him a deal and lock him in forever. Try to add to your offense. Try to go to the Super Bowl. Isn't that the name of the game? And since when has the NFL ever been an organization of a bunch of choir boys? Never. Adam is calling up from Oregon. Adam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about the Seahawks' interest in Antonio Brown?
I mean, honestly, I'm 50-50. You know, he's a great player and everything. We have DK Metcalf, who is a great player. We have Tyler Lockett, who's also a great player. You know, I think our offense is doing pretty well, especially with Russell Wilson, how he's playing currently. Bringing in, you know, AB, I think yeah, it might be toxic, you know. I think you're right, not signing like a long contract deal. You know, it'd be worth a shot. I do believe in second chances as well, so I'm kind of 50-50, to be honest.
Okay, well, shoot. What chance would this be for Antonio Brown? What would this be? Chance number number three in 1 year? What chance would this be?
Yeah. I mean, they have given him a lot of chances. And, you know, kind of going back on what Nick said, you know, this might be his last chance. You know, honestly, like, if he screws up this last chance that he might, then, you know, he might never even play again. No team would want to pick him up.
There you go. Thank you, Adam, for calling up from Oregon. And let's be realistic here. He is 32 years old. If Antonio Brown is not playing football, what the hell else is he going to do for the next several years? What is he going to do? I don't even want to think about it. I want this man to sign with a team and stick because he's had so many issues away from the field. What would happen without that outlet? And yeah, he's played the game and been on social media months ago. What's going on? Reinstate me. Let me go. This and that. He's lashed out. If there's an organization that I feel he would fit in, and you could say, oh, well, we tried that last year in New England. Didn't work. I think it's Seattle. I think he's been removed from the situation. He's felt what it's like to be out of the league. In his prime years, I mean, he should be right in the middle of his prime. Phil is calling from Pittsburgh. Phil, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I kind of know what you're going to say.
How you doing this evening?
I'm good. Go ahead, Phil.
All right. Well, listen, here's a perspective from a person who was right in the middle of the Antonio Brown drama saga in Pittsburgh. I don't think it'll work well in Seattle, and here's my reasons why. Antonio expressed a lot of jealousy here in Pittsburgh, and it seemed that he had a lot of issues with Juju getting so much attention from Ben, not realizing that he was allowing that attention because he was being double and triple teamed all over the place. AB going to Seattle, where you have established stars already who have a good mix going on with Russell Wilson. They know each other. Now you bring in AB, who will have to learn what's going on up there. Now, AB does have skills that he would be able to do something every now and then, but AB was accused of running the wrong routes when he was in Pittsburgh. And because of Ben's ability to break the pocket and they can create on the move the way they did, that was a lot of Antonio's production in broken plays. I'm just wondering if he goes to a structure that's in place and you already have a comfort level with the people that are there already, how long will it take before AB goes nuclear and blows up the locker room complaining that he's not getting the ball?
Sure.
I don't think it's going to work in Seattle. He needs to go to a place where there's a bunch of rookies.
We're up against the break here. I appreciate you for calling from Pittsburgh. And I think ultimately there's an understanding. That's going to be an issue for him wherever he goes. I mean, he can go out to Baltimore and play with his family and folks he knows from Florida, including Lamar Jackson, or he can go out to Seattle. The situation is not going to change for him if you want to talk about his attitude. The reality is it's going to be for a limited time. It's going to be for 8 games. It's going to be for somebody that wants to go to the Super Bowl. And I think Antonio Brown is of the same understanding. This isn't a matter of being on the ascent in Pittsburgh. This isn't a shooting star now getting jealous when someone else gets the burn. This is about a star that has shot up, which has fallen, and is now missing the limelight. And even from a mental perspective, I'm pretty sure it is eating him alive. And I think it's apparent. You know, he has a lot of issues that he's had to deal with away from the field. So I think he may actually appreciate it. I'll continue to take your phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've heard that the Seattle Seahawks, amongst other teams, are interested in Antonio Brown when his 8-game suspension concludes. He's going to be eligible to sign with any NFL franchise. I mean, Russell Wilson has already talked about how great it would be. It'd be awesome if he could throw the football to Josh Gordon, if he could get it out to Antonio Brown. And we already know right now, this exact minute, the Seattle Seahawks, with their current offense, they already score more points per game than anybody. The Seattle Seahawks are number one, 33 points per game. Would Antonio Brown be on his best behavior? I think he could do it for 8 games. That's not to say that, you know, he wouldn't maybe want to go to Baltimore, where he'd probably have, he'd be the number one receiving option. So, I mean, there's some questions here, but if he were to go to Seattle, I think that would be the best case scenario for him to probably be on his best behavior, not have outside influences. Okay, I want to remind you before I get back to these phone lines, 855-212-4CBS, and get your opinion, that Sunday, let's talk about people who will definitely be playing. It's an NFL on CBS doubleheader. Early games featuring two of the AFC's best going toe-to-toe when Big Ben and the Steelers head to Tennessee to take on Tannehill and the Titans. Later, most of you will see if the Niners can turn their season around against the Pats, while others will watch the Chiefs battle the Broncos. We get you set for the day's action with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, Sunday. The NFL is on CBS. Let's go back to these phone lines. Jeff is calling up from Louisiana. Jeff, do you believe that Antonio Brown would be able to work out in Seattle?
Hello?
Jeff. Yeah, Jeff, you're on. Go ahead.
It's Jim. It's Jim from Louisiana, my man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Jim. Shoot.
Yeah, I think Seattle would be a good fit, but I'd love to see him with my Saints. Like I told you before, I think he would. If we could have 4 wide receivers like that, the running back core we have, an offensive line, and if defense can pull it together, we got a winning combination.
Okay, all right, Jim. Appreciate
That's
you
all
for
I
calling,
to say, my man.
Okay, thank you, Jim. For you too. Well, I mean, damn. Have you seen Michael Thomas on Twitter? Would Michael Thomas and Antonio Brown, I mean, man, would you want those guys across from each other in the locker room? Would they be able to fit in the same locker room? I know they got more space now. You got to spread things out due to COVID. Would you want that? I'm staying away from that. It ain't no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Uh-uh. Antonio Brown to the Saints. Michael Thomas would be like, hey, I got catches to make up on, okay? I've been hurt. I've been fighting my teammates. I need to catch as many balls as possible. Bringing in Antonio Brown is not going to help me. Jimmy in Myrtle Beach, what are your thoughts?
In the same locker room, I know they got more space now.
Oh, Jimmy's busy listening to me while he listens to himself. Connor in New Orleans, what are your thoughts, Connor?
I think he'll be a great fit in Seattle. I think if there's anyone that can turn or that can keep him happy, it's Pete Carroll. We've seen how he did things at USC and how the players loved him and what he's doing in Seattle. He's 100% a player's coach. The players love him and they love playing for him. So I think if there's a place that he can fit in at, it'd be in Seattle.
You don't think they? I mean, when they lead the NFL in offense right now, what are your thoughts with all of the guys they already have? I think he'd fit in because I think he has no choice. Let's be real here, he's going to have options, but I think Seattle would be a great option for him to fit in. What do you think about all the offensive weapons they already have? About adding him into that mix?
I think those guys aren't going to be as demanding, like you said. You know, if you were to go with the Saints and Michael Thomas wants the ball 150 times, whereas I think in Seattle they already kind of spread the ball around a decent bit. You know, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Carson, they all kind of spread the ball around pretty evenly. So I think they're not going to be too upset if they add another piece like Antonio Brown to it, a guy who can make a huge difference on the offense and can, you know, be an absolute game changer. So I don't think he would upset too many of the other players. Now, you know, maybe his attitude and stuff like that, I don't know how that would work. And again, if they don't like him, they can cut him. It could be a short-term deal, and you cut him and you take your minimum losses.
There you go.
Now, would I want him in the Saints? No way. Not a chance, yeah. Like you said. with Michael Thomas, I don't think they would necessarily butt heads, but I think AB would get into his head after what's happened with the fights and there was that report that the Saints suspended him, which voided some of his guaranteed money, and I think
Listen, Connor, that was somebody else's suggestion. Let's not even spend another second there, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Connor, for calling up from New Orleans. Now that I said that, watch Antonio Brown end up with the Saints. I don't think it's – now that I don't think is a good idea. Let's get off of that one. If it happens, we'll talk about it, but that would be crazy. Lun from Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, how you doing, JR? I think he'd be okay in Seattle. He just has to be ready to swallow his pride and know that he's only going to touch the ball two or three times a game. Just like Le'Veon Bell's going to have to do.
Well, I think part of his pride has already been swallowed, and true. I think he has to get reacclimated into any system. He hasn't played football in a year. Even when he played last year, I mean, he didn't really play. And then we can say, he's going to get two or three touches initially, but it wouldn't surprise me. Let's say hypothetically, Antonio Brown did end up on the Seahawks. I could see him having, three catches a game. I could see him having seven or eight or getting 10. I think it's going to fluctuate, but we would have to see. Keep going, Len.
Whatever happened to Doug Baldwin in Seattle? I was just thinking.
Doug is done. He ain't playing.
He retires.
Yeah, he's sitting on his behind like me and you, Len.
The talk in Baltimore is I guess some of the fans would like him here, but I think the organization is kind of placating Lamar by saying there's a chance, but they're not going to sign him here, I don't think.
Okay.
There's talk of Kenny Galladay. I heard there were talks today, and I heard something about Julio Jones, so I'll leave it at that.
Okay, thank you, Len, for calling up from Baltimore. Well, don't go anywhere, because in about an hour's time, I'm going to give you my top six NFL players that could use a change of scenery. We're going to talk about that in about an hour's time. But let's continue talking about Antonio Brown. We got quite a few callers on the line. Mike from San Diego, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Mike. Go ahead.
All right, so my problem is you saw what happened with Russell Wilson, Legion of Boom, and how they kind of gave him – he was too much of a suck-up to the coach, but the coach, Pete Carroll, always deferred to Russell Wilson. I think Antonio Brown would have a problem with that.
This is a different phase of his career. All of those guys are gone. This is quite obvious. This is Russell Wilson's team. There is no Richard Sherman. There is no Marshawn here. There is no Earl Thomas. Those guys are gone.
I just get worried in such the political atmosphere that we're in that something like that could eat that team up. And I wouldn't want to mess with the perfect situation they actually have on their offense right now.
Sure.
I think Baltimore is good for him with his cousin, Hollywood Brown, being on that team. And I think he'd be a great addition for Lamar Jackson. I really think Baltimore would be his place.
Yeah, that's reasonable. But also at the same time, and this is something that we won't necessarily have the answer to. Okay, he's back around his folks. Like, is that the best thing for him? Aaron from Maryland, go on ahead.
How you doing?
I'm terrific. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. I'm a Raiders fan, so I'll put that out there first. but I don't want to speak on that issue. However, I don't understand why nobody's mentioning the Philadelphia Eagles. You got Carson Wentz there with zero weapons every week. That's all we talk about. He'd have no one to be jealous of. And, basically – he'd fit right in, and we know Doug Peterson is a guy that could basically adjust on the fly. I mean, he threw Nick Foles in there and won a Super Bowl.
Well, Aaron, you know that Antonio Brown, he's likely to have options. You understand that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you have an option to go to a winning team, or if you have the option to go to a losing team, which way are you going to lean?
We're talking about the NFC East here, too.
You didn't answer my question. I'm not talking about a division.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. So I understand that. However, he can be toxic to a winning team's locker room, too.
So we can say he could be toxic to any place. I mean, what difference?
You're right. You're right.
Were you going to go to a losing team and you're going to, you know, be happy and thrilled? Look, I'd be shocked if he went to the Eagles. There's no reason to go to a team where you're thinking about making a quarterback switch and then everybody on offense is gone. I don't think it's a matter of, ooh, yeah, I can go play on a loser. I mean, people like Le'Veon Bell are trying to escape losing situations. Shane is calling up from Maryland. Shane, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Shane, do you believe that Antonio Brown would be able to work out in Seattle?
Yes, I do believe that Antonio Brown would work in Seattle. I'm a Seattle fan. I've watched every game of Russell Wilson's career. I don't necessarily, you know, are we going to scheme some plays up for him? I'm sure. If we sign him, I'm sure we will. But a big part of Russell Wilson's game is getting out of pressure and creating plays outside of the pocket.
Yeah, because he has to run for his life.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of times when he's running for his life, his receivers are breaking off of their routes. They're getting open downfield, and Antonio Brown is a playmaker. DK Metcalf is a playmaker. Tyler Lockett is a playmaker. Why not add another playmaker to the team? You know, I don't see, you know, everybody's talking about his attitude, this and that. You know, our locker room will shut that down. There's not going to be an attitude problem there.
It's 8 games. At the end of the day, it's Shane. All I say is send Bobby Wagner across the room to lay him out one good time and then cut him, right?
All right, exactly.
I think it's simple.
We're not going to have those issues. I don't think at all. And I think it'd be a great addition.
Okay. Thank you so much, Shane, for calling from Maryland. Yeah, it's 8 games. If you think he can add to your offense, because the Seahawks, their defense, oh, man, it ain't all that great. But if you can think you can just outscore teams by adding in an Antonio Brown, 8-game rental, another 3 or 4 games maybe in the playoffs, he wouldn't be bad. I'll continue with your calls, and then I got to tell you about Juan and Fitzpatrick when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.